What's going on, everybody? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, even though that's already passed. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Boxing Day for our friends in Canada
who may be listening. For our friends that box.
Yes, exactly. This is going to be kind of a shorter-esque episode, just with it being the week of Christmas or a few days before Christmas by the time this goes up. We just wanted to talk about some Christmas memories, you know, some of our favorite things, any particular game or toy that we may have given and or received that we weren't expecting or that we knew we were going to get and we had to be patient until December 25th, anything like that. Just to really kind of talk about some memories, because it's always good to talk about memories around this time of year. Mm-hmm. And I know for me personally, Christmas has always been a favorite time for me. Just walking around, seeing the decorations, seeing what people do and how people get into the holiday spirit when they're done trampling over each other on Black Friday for cheap electronics. I just really wanted to sit back and talk about this for a second. I'm going to take the lead on this one, Tyler, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Obviously, for me, my biggest and best Christmas memory that I didn't know at the time was going to be this was one year. It was 98 or 99. We're sitting down. Mom and Dad gave my sister and I a gift. My sister's 10 years older than I am. Opened up the gift. Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. Obviously great console because my family, with my sister being older, she kind of didn't really care much about video games after. We had an original Nintendo. We kind of skipped the Genesis Super Nintendo era.
Yeah.
And I was more into Power Rangers and stuff like that, obviously. So I really didn't care, I guess you could say. But we did get a Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. My sister wanted to play like Zelda and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The first game that I opened up, no idea how it would make an impact on me. No idea how it would do anything for me. Was a little game, Tyler, called Banjo-Kazooie. Mm-hmm. Didn't think anything of it. Just a game to play, watch my sister play. And obviously that game has really formed, you know, the type of person, type of game, type of person
the I type am over of person. A game. Yeah. You are now.
That's fun.
You now walk around with a backpack with a bird in it.
Yes, I do, actually. Just the type of game that it is, to the type of gamer that I am, I absolutely, of course, everyone knows I love that game, but that's one of my best Christmas memories I will ever have, is just opening up that, and it wasn't one of those things where it's like, you know, you can make a list and give it to your mom or dad or grandparents or whatever, and they'll get you a couple toys, a Lego set, or, you know, model train, or for me, again, it was mainly Power Rangers, that's all I wanted. You know, I would get the Toys R Us big book of toys when it was actually a phone book size.
Yeah.
Flipped right over to the Power Rangers. I ear flapped them, whatever you would call it. I circled the ones that I want. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty spoiled when I was a kid. So, you know, I pretty much got at least 90% of them. You know, 90 to 95%. Of course, my birthday is like 2-3 weeks right after Christmas. So whatever I didn't get for Christmas, I did end up getting for my birthday. So really, kind of all just equaled out in the end. So you can expect that, but to get something like a Banjo-Kazooie that you just think, oh, cool, a game, before you know what it really turned out to be for you, that to me is one of the biggest surprises and a Christmas miracle, I guess, if you will. I don't know. But that's definitely one of my biggest Christmas memories. We're going to talk about more, but Tyler, what is one of your biggest Christmas memories?
Mine is more about like the traditions that we have.
Okay.
Rather than like opening a specific present or something like that, mine is always... we always watch Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay, very good movie.
And we always make like a big breakfast before we do anything else. Mm-hmm. Because growing up, you know, we were always taught to put an emphasis on like the meaning behind Christmas. And so we weren't allowed to like wake up and open presents, or we weren't allowed to wake up and then go wake everybody else up, or anything like that. If we woke up at 5 o'clock, you know, we had to wait till everybody else was up. We couldn't go in and be like, Christmas Day! You know, we would sit and chill. They'll let us, like, open our stockings. We might, like, browse through our stockings or something, but, you know, if one of us slept in till, like, 10 o'clock, that was how it was. And when everybody was up, we would sit, we'd make breakfast, we'd be a family first and foremost. And then we would do presents once everybody had, like, finished eating and everybody was ready to go sit around the tree.
Yeah, it was really the same with us. Well, I mean, it was a little bit different. Like, me being the kid, I was always excited. And even now, I'm always excited. Mm-hmm. So, my mom and dad had the rule is that it was either 7 or 8 o'clock. After that, you can get us up on Christmas morning to mm-hmm. go and open presents. And we had the same thing. Like, if I got up early, like, if I woke up at 5:30, obviously, as a kid, if you wake up at 5:30 on Christmas morning, you're not falling back asleep anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know, I was allowed to open up my stocking. Mm-hmm. So I would do that. And usually as a kid, you know, a couple little trinkets in there. When I was a little older, but still a kid, early teen, like I would have packs of Pokemon cards in there or Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Mm-hmm. So I was able to open those up and play with those and whatnot, you know, put them in my binder, get them all nice and neat and organized. And now we just get lottery tickets. But hey, you know. My brother-in-law, fun story, ever since my mom's made this tradition, she usually, I think she spends, you know, we don't do a lot for stocking stuffers, but I think she spends like $15 or $20 each on lottery, you know, getting this like one $10 one, a couple $1 ones, and like a $5 one, you know, something along those lines of that. My brother-in-law has always been the big winner. He's won $100 one year, $50. I've won nothing. If anything, I might have won back exactly what my mom spent on it. Mm-hmm. You know, so, no, my brother-in-law is the big winner. I'm sure he'll win big again this year. But for traditions, I'm glad you kind of mentioned that, is when we lived in New York, we had two. On Christmas Eve, you know, my Grammy Poppy, my dad's mom and dad, lived within walking distance of us.
Yeah.
So we would go over there on Christmas Eve, and my brother would come over with my sister-in-law and the kids, and mm-hmm. we would do like a big Christmas Eve type dinner, and we'd open up the presents with the Grammy and Poppy and whatnot and exchange those.
Yeah.
And then on Christmas Day, we would get up, obviously me and my sister, mom and dad, we'd open up some presents, maybe eat a little something, but then we'd go over to my grandma and grandpa's house, my mom and dad's house. And, you know, like all the family on that side would be there, and we would do like a big Christmas dinner. It'd either be like sauce or lasagna. We'd open up more gifts over there. And honestly, there are times I look more forward to Christmas Eve than Christmas Day.
Yeah.
As you know, obviously, I just get to see my brother and everything, mm-hmm. since I don't get to see him too often. Those were definitely the big traditions for me that I adored more than anything. And, you know, obviously, I could sit back and lists some of the amazing things that my family spoiled me with. I remember getting Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Yeah.
That one year, I think it was 2000. I remember my sister-in-law got me a little book called Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. You know, who knows what Harry Potter is at this point? Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people might say, oh, you're being greedy. You just remember what you're... It's not a matter of remembering what you got. It's remember of all these years later how those particular gifts, at least to me, could still make an impact. Because, you know, everybody gets something and then they'll enjoy it for a couple years and then it gets thrown into a garage and then it either gets thrown in the trash or then gets thrown into a yard sale or to Goodwill. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was like, those are the things that really I remember because I have so many good memories of it and that I adored. And it's like, you know, those in a few years, these are memories I want to make with other people. And, you know, now as I'm older and, you know, you're older too. And I know, well, you have two families, like you're here with Haven's family, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And then you go over and see your family. It's kind of the same with me. Like I get up in the morning, you know, my sister's married now. So she goes with my brother-in-law over to his sister and brother-in-law's house because, you know, they got the young kids that get up early and, you know, they want their aunt and uncle there. Yeah. And then they come over to us around noon or 1 o'clock and we do, like, a dinner and open up our gifts. And then I go and see some other friends and just really enjoy the moment. You know, it only comes once a year. And it's just my absolute favorite time of year. It's like... just trying to relax, trying to reminisce about these memories. And unfortunately, you know, especially with some of them that I mentioned, like going to see Grammy and Poppy on Christmas Eve, Grandma and Grandpa on Christmas Day, all of them are, you know, passed on now. So all you have are those memories of it and, you know, the stories that you could tell. And thinking about it, you just, like, kind of think back. And like, damn, I remember doing that. And I remember when I was getting in more into Power Rangers in general as a kid. When eBay first came out, my mom loves telling me this story. My mom knows computers, but not a lot. So yeah. Go back to 1997, 1998, mm-hmm. Maybe a little earlier. She got on eBay and bought me Dragonzord when it was way past, you know, I think it was like in the middle of Power Rangers Zeo or Turbo, maybe even in space, like within one of those 3 years. And she bought me a Dragonzord because she knew how badly I wanted it as a kid. Mm-hmm. And it's just little things like that that, you know, I remember and I will always remember. And there's obviously pictures of way back when my sister had Majora's Mask for the 64. I actually remember going with my mom to get that for her, mm-hmm. and me not having any idea what kind of game that was, because again, like, I was slowly starting to pick up a controller again, but I was still more, I want to play with my toys than games, even at 79 years old. But again, that's just me. But I'm kind of glad about it. What other memories do you have? I can go on forever.
Well, and see, that's kind of the funny thing, is it's like, I struggle to think of, like, specific gifts that I got over the years. The big things that I remember are, like, the time that I've spent with family and stuff. And yes. also, too, like, my family always did Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, we would go to church, and we would do some sort of Christmas Eve service. And, you know, we might do a dinner or something like that, but all of, like, the presents and all that were always Christmas Day. And then whenever I started dating Haven, they always do a lot of their stuff on Christmas Eve. The family is over, they do dinner.
Right.
They open, like, the family presents and things. And then on Christmas Day, it's like, you know, the Santa presents come. And they open, like, the Santa presents on
Christmas Day. Santa's real. Just
and so then, so for the last, like, 10 years or so, it's been Christmas Eve at Haven's parents' place, and then Christmas Day at my family's place.
Right.
And so that's kind of become just like our tradition, you know, is like we get Christmas Eve with them and then Christmas Day with my family. And, you know, it's like the memories of that, like our different families and the time we spend together and stuff like that have always... I remember those way more than I remember any of the gifts that I've gotten. Mm.
Kind of making me sound like a greedy son of a gun. But, but I guess really for me, like when I say, you know, I sit here and remember the gifts, it's like I remember the people, even as a kid, you don't really think of it like between Santa or from mom and dad, is that they went out of their way to really see what you liked and what you wanted. Like again, with getting Dragonzord, that was not... Hey, mom, you know, little 7-8-year-old me, mom, I'd really like Dragonzord. Okay, honey, let me go to KB Toys, because that's still better Toys R Us in my opinion, although mm-hmm. I like Toys R Us, or go to Toys R Us or go to Walmart, and it's sitting on the shelf. You know, it was something like, I have to maneuver on this weird website called eBay that may not be around ever again, and buy it, and, you know, have it shipped to me, or... you know, I think a lot of times they would have it shipped to, my mom would have it shipped to her. She even did this, you know, when we lived here. She would have it shipped to her work or shipped to my sister's house because she didn't want me to see something coming in.
Yeah.
So I remember that. It's like, yeah, I remember, you know, maybe getting something big and fantastic. But like even Harry Potter, I remember specifically it came from my brother and sister-in-law, mm-hmm. the first book. So I remember those kind of things. So it's kind of... catch 22 almost. It's like, you know, I remember a lot of the big things I got that have changed, you know. Oh, I remember that. I remember this specific thing, but mm-hmm. I remember the people that gave it to me, and that's what means a lot. And,
yeah.
You know, I remember a lot of stuff like this, just in general, instead of what people give, like, you know, a sort of a backstory or sort of a side story. Like, one of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten, period, for anything, is when I graduated from high school in 2008. I had this, I think, you and I didn't know each other at the time. So I think you only knew me when I had my truck, right? The green truck. Or did you know me when I had my black truck, too? No, it was, if we met in 2011, then it was the green truck, so I had the accident in 2009.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. So, that solves that problem. But I remember, you know, my mom and dad had a deal with my sister and I is that when we got our license, we would each get one rag down, beat up piece of crap that mm-hmm. we were lucky if it started. And for me, I had a 99 Ford Ranger that was just... it was a vehicle at one point.
Yeah.
But I remember when I graduated at 18... I used to watch my neighbors across the street, and they're all grown now. They're 22, 23 years old, this one. Mm-hmm. But I used to watch him when he was younger. And I remember getting a card, you know, from the family. And on top of the card was like one of those little, not jeweler's boxes that open like this, but like just a little box. And I opened it up, and it was a little like Hot Wheels truck that was in there. And it was from Drew, the little guy that I used to watch. And he said, you know, you always talk about wanting a new truck, and I couldn't afford to buy you a whole new one, so I hope that one's good. And it's like, yeah, I remember getting the truck, but it's like the memory that, you know, he remembered of me always talking about wanting a new truck, and he gave me a truck. And I still have that to this day. And it's one of the, you know, that's something that I keep very, very close to me. And, you know, so kind of swinging back to the Christmas deal, it's like, yeah, I remember some of the stuff I got, but primarily I remember exactly who got it. I don't sit there like, Banjo-Kazooie, who got me that one? That was from Mom and Dad. That wasn't from Santa. That wasn't from Melissa, my sister. That was from Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so much of it. I remember, you know, when I got a gold and silver, I got silver on Christmas Eve from Grammy Poppy, and then I got gold on Christmas Day from Santa. Mm-hmm. It's things like that that I do remember that part too. And, you know, obviously as you and I grow older, we're going to start some of our own traditions. Like, you know, when you and Haven start giving me godchildren.
Well, I mean, we're not going to give them to you. You have to give them back. That's not like a gift.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You're going to get them back.
Okay.
You're going to get them back. But like
I can borrow them. We're not giving them to you. That's not how it works.
No.
Here, you take this one. We don't like this one as much.
Oh, this conversation just got... but no, we're gonna start our own traditions. You know, I've got mine with my family, my friends and whatnot. You got them with yours. You got a Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day tradition. And, you know, we look forward to just seeing what else the years bring. And, you know, we wanted to keep this short, just kind of put a little bite-sized thing up for the holidays. So that's really all I have. Tyler, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. So
I was imagining like just years and years down the road. It's like you're sitting there with your kid talking to him, and you know, like your Aunt Haven and Uncle Tyler.
Yeah.
Turns out they're your actual parents.
But we don't care about that anymore.
They let me have you because, well, you know. You're the godchild, and they didn't know what to do with you, so
whatever at this point.
They kept the ones they liked, though.
You know, we're taking this very dark and very happy time Christmas episode. So, guys, thank you so much for watching. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Everything.
Please spend time with your friends and family. Tell them you love them. It's very important. You never know what people are dealing with. Just thanks so much for watching this. You know, we're going to be coming up on a year of doing this this show somehow. We've done this for almost a year in May, and, you know, we've got a lot of things planned for next year that we're going to be working on. We've been changing the format around already. So, guys, thank you so much. And we're going to have, I think, one more episode after this before the new year, just kind of recapping our top games and movies. And we'll see you guys for that. But please, eat a lot of good food. Get stuff. Hope you guys get everything you want this holiday. And we'll see you in the next episode.
See ya.
See you later.